This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. All right, so let's talk about also why companies don't focus on the sales experience, why they just take some sales reps, take some leads and data and just throw it out there. Well, one of the big myths that I think perpetuates, and I still don't know why, I don't know what to do about it, is the playing the numbers game. A lot of sales organizations think it's just a numbers game. And the just is the important part there, that it's just a numbers game. If we make enough dials, if we knock on enough doors, if we set enough appointments, if we make people sit through enough demos, we will close enough deals. But that doesn't work. It doesn't work because that is a painful way to go for your sales team, because that will burn them out, especially if you're playing just the numbers game instead of improving and in improving your numbers game. If you're just playing a raw numbers game, that's not good. The other part is your customers don't care that you're playing a numbers game. They only know that one experience. And if you're not training your reps, if you're hiring the wrong people, if they're not equipped with the right tools, if they don't have a script and a process, if they don't know how to be effective and professional at their job with asking questions and actually caring about people and helping guide people instead of trying to be the hero, your customers, if they have one experience with your company, you have one shot with them. That's all that matters. No matter how special you think you are as a company, unless you're an organization that has the market on one particular thing, and we might say something like Apple has cornered the market, and they have. They've cornered the market. They have a monopoly on Apple phones, right? Not all phones. If you really don't like Apple, you don't like their service, you don't like their technology, you could go somewhere else. Fundamentally, though, if you like Apple products, you want Apple products, you have to put up with Apple service, Apple sales, Apple stores, whatever. You have to stand in line for hours if you want the new phone when it comes out. You have to play their game. Most everyone else watching or listening to this, you're not the only one out there. You're not the only snowflake in your industry, would be my guess. If a potential customer doesn't like the experience they have with your salesperson, they're not going to tolerate it. They will literally find someone else, or they will respond to the other 9 phone calls they got when they filled out a form online and now they're being barraged, or the other emails, or just go down the Google search and find the next company that can help them and find somebody who doesn't suck. Fundamentally, I know that's harsh. I know companies don't want to hear it. I know a lot of leaders and businesses think what they do is amazing and they have no competition and everyone should want them. That's because you're stuck in hero mode. You think you're the hero of everyone's story, and you got to understand that's not the role. And even if you do have kind of that market share, have to understand customers still aren't going to tolerate. They would rather do nothing if they have a choice than to tolerate bad sales experience, bad service, bad customer experience. So always remember that, right? Like when you play the numbers game, generally there is a wake of destruction that follows in that, right? With your team, burning them out and then making them just beat their head against the wall over and over again of playing the numbers game. And then also with your customers and then actually the non-customers who don't want to play this game. Now, there is truth to a numbers game, right? You've got to figure out what that formula looks like. If I make this many dials, I'll have this many appointments, which will get me this many sales. That's the numbers game. You need to know the numbers, but just playing the numbers game, that's terrible and dangerous. But that philosophy leads to not building a sales experience because they think, oh, it's just numbers. I'll just dial more. We'll just send more letters. We'll just run more ads. We don't have to actually get better at sales or our sales experience or build something that is more effective. Just do more, right? Spend more on the marketing. A lot of organizations do not spend enough time on the sales experience. What they think, and this is what I see, and this might trigger some of you watching or listening to this, is they think, okay, well, I was good in sales, so now I'm leading this sales team, and I just need to hire a bunch of other people who are good in sales, and then I need to get them the right amount of phone numbers to call or inbound leads or whatever that looks like, doors to knock on. And if I just do that and I give them some basic training, then that will be enough to close deals. The problem is that doesn't create a consistent sales experience. And you're then abdicating to each one of your salespeople that they know how to create the right sales experience, something that's authentic and truthful and valuable and accurate, and something that people are going to appreciate when that experience is done. And it's going to lead to them being a customer now and in the future, like a long-term customer, which is ultimately what you're going to want. A lot of organizations just think, hey, take some salespeople, take some leads, throw them out there. That should work. Maybe give them some training, maybe a CRM, maybe a phone system, maybe some accountability, give them a bonus structure that pays them for closing deals. And that's all you need. Well, then what you get is a team of 30 salespeople who are doing 30 different things and creating 30 different experiences. And where that's really challenging is how dangerous that is to the prospective customers and what they're getting, both from a not successful in becoming a customer because that experience wasn't the right one. The process was, I talked about sales process a few weeks ago, but also where, especially in this day and age, if it's a really negative experience or they don't enjoy it or it's not effective, what that can do to your online reputation as well, where someone, they don't even have to be a customer to complain about you. They can talk about what it was like to not even be a customer in that sales experience. And then you're just making it more difficult on yourself and it's dangerous. And that can literally cost you a ton of money in opportunities that you won't have because people are going to look you up and they're going to research you, especially in this day and age. So the biggest thing is to notice if you're in that category where you're literally just hoping, I've got a great product. I think this is amazing. I think everyone wants this, right? I just throw this out there and then people will buy it. Right? If we just explain it and I go through this demo and I go through these slide decks or I just, you know, kind of go through the script, this should work, but it doesn't. That doesn't create it. And really what you want is a sales experience. You also want a scalable sales experience. A scalable sales experience means that you know that what one person, one salesperson is doing, others are doing as well within the confines of them also bringing their personality and the human side to it. And you know that if you add more people to the team, that same experience is going to grow and it's just going to keep happening over and over again.